From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
On this week's edition of CSJP in 5, the United Kingdom's Minister of International Development and representatives from the Department for International Development, DFID, tour selected CSJP activity sites, gaining a first-hand view of the transformation of young people from at-risk communities.
I've been on the program since 2012.
Okay.
And now I'm an intern supervisor. Going out back in the community, everybody look up at you and say, well, then you have done well. Mm-hmm. I've come here as an electrician and now I can do masonry, steel fixing, you name it, I can do it all by myself.
I came here as a little carpenter, just starting, and now I can do 3-4 different trades.
It's been a great thing for me because where I live to reach here in the mornings is very far, and this program help me in a way that I can take on any project by myself right now.
CSJP beneficiaries Ramona Porter, Orville Allen, and Matthew Morrison are three of over 100 interns engaged for 5 to 6 days per week in the construction of a training facility at Up Park Camp. They are sharing their experiences with Parliamentary Undersecretary of State for International Development, Baroness Sandeep Verma, and her team from the Department for International Development, DFID. The interns, who benefited from skills training at the HeartTrust NTA's Vocational Training Development Institute, VTDI, are gaining experience and competence in their skill areas while learning new techniques. The skills include auto mechanics, furniture making, air conditioning and refrigeration repairs, carpentry, plumbing, electrical installation, and masonry. The initiative, through an ongoing partnership between the Citizen Security and Justice Program and the Jamaica Defense Force, targets young men and women from inner-city communities across the corporate area. It aims to improve the employability and social skills of CSJP participants, as well as the relationship between young persons and the security forces.
The program in our experience so far has been extremely successful. Another part of the success of this program is that some of the persons who have joined that program have gone on to join JDF as a soldier.
Commanding Officer 1 Engineer Regiment, JDF, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman. Our next stop is the Waterhouse Community Center, where persons from the Benevolent Society sat down with the DFID team to share the then and now picture of the area formerly known as Firehouse. Secretary Waterhouse CDC Benevolent Society Doreen Bembridge. The DFID team also witnessed the CSJP's Men with a Message, engaging potential participants with their testimonials of how the intervention initiative transformed them and how the young people can choose to stay away from criminal activity.
It has been truly inspirational to hear the voices of young people, but also to see in reality what happens when an intervention happens and it makes people turn their lives around.
UK Minister of International Development, Baroness Sandeep Verma. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.